You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. On the outskirts of Los Angeles, about a dozen mountain lions are roaming around, but they're basically trapped there. At least another dozen have died trying to cross LA freeways since 2002. The city has proposed a way to make it easier for the lions to expand their territory and not die out. That solution is a $50 million land bridge, which raises the obvious question, how much is LA willing to pay to save these animals? Adam Popescu reports.
John Steinbeck once said, anything that just costs money is cheap. It's really a question of how do we feel about wild places and what we want to live near. Can you put a price tag on that? It's a relevant issue overlooking the 101 freeway in Agoura Hills, a Los Angeles suburb.
So we're looking at 101, one of the busiest freeways in the world, and we know it's a major barrier to connectivity for all kinds of wildlife. I mean, it's an amazing thing, I think, that we still have mountain lions in Los Angeles.
That's Seth Riley, a wildlife ecologist with the National Park Service. For the past 13 years, he's led a study of the lions in the Santa Monica Mountains, the 275-square-mile range running from the Pacific through downtown L.A. Freeways keep fresh blood from coming in, and younger lions can't establish new territory or find mates. And that leads to inbreeding and ultimately infertility and death for this population, unless there's a way out.
Without increasing connectivity and basically building wildlife crossings like a tunnel or this overpass, without increasing wildlife connectivity, I think the mountain lions are definitely going to be lost. It'll just be a question of in how long.
The crossing would create a direct path between neighboring mountains, a land bridge that other animals and even hikers can use. An animal crossing on this scale, over a 10-lane freeway, it's never been done before. It's a first. But California senators, even Caltrans, the state's transportation agency, they're all supportive. The one thing they haven't agreed on is just where that construction money will come from. And they're going to need quite a bit, upwards of $50 million.
So it's certainly a lot, although in the context of what it costs to do transportation projects, it's actually not all that much. So, I don't know, I think people care enough on and are interested enough that it will happen, but we'll see.
We have a goal of $10 million by 2017, and then the remainder by, I think it's the summer of 2019, with shovel-ready, ready to begin construction early 2020.
That's Beth Pratt Bergstrom, the California director for the National Wildlife Federation. She's in charge of raising money and very optimistic that she can do it. So optimistic that she got a mountain lion tattooed on her left bicep. Her vision is to get federal and private dollars, like the tens of millions raised for the Everglades and the Great Lakes.
I think we owe it to these mountain lions. I think we owe it to all wildlife. And I think also it's a great chance for Los Angeles, who, as we know, has long been tagged as the environmental villain in the world, rightly or wrongly, to show, really, leadership around the world.
There's still a long way to go. So far, Pratt Bergstrom has only raised $1.1 million. Federal grants take time to get. That's why she's hoping LA's generous donors follow the example of Larry Ellison, who recently donated $50 million to build an animal sanctuary in Silicon Valley. The lions are under pressure. If even one male dies in the interim, the whole Santa Monica mountain population is in jeopardy. But if the bridge gets built in time, there's a good chance we will keep mountain lions in our backyard. In Los Angeles, I'm Adam Popescu for Marketplace.